This is Bruno.
Hey, hello. Bruno, it's Matt here, Local Splash.
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Oh, really, really busy. How you doing?
I'm doing extremely busy, man. Can you send me the link so we can all be, because I have my partners that want to be on that meeting as well?
I mean, it's just, I just do phone call. I don't do, like, videos and that sort of thing. It's just, that's how I've always done it. Yeah, so. But I can't be more Adam on the three-way.
Yeah, that's fine. Tell me more about the service that you can provide me.
Okay, got a couple quick questions for you.
Go ahead.
Let me go back to, hold on. Let me go back here. Yeah, Wonderson sent you over. Yeah, he's a good guy. I like him. Okay. You guys are general contractors. Like, do you guys do all types of work, or are you trying to just do like countertop installation? Or tell me like what you do.
My specialty, what I want to do, plumbing service.
Plumbing. You're a plumber. My guy. Okay. And you're in Burlingame, right?
That's right.
All right. All right. So let's take a look here. Yeah, I got some. Let me tell you, I got some plumbers. I got a plumber that spends over $20,000 a month with me. So, but he's
spends that much.
He's got a crew, like tons of people. He wants to spend more, even. He's trying to. When you got 20 sales guys, you know, out there, and and like, you know, you got to keep mouse fed, you're gonna spend that kind of money. So I have all kinds of different, you know, guys out there. So, but yeah, let's see. I want to see a couple things here. I want to make sure that you guys have this, because I want to talk to you about something here. Now, do you guys have any, like, do you have, like, a C-36 or a general building contractor license or
we
anything
do both.
Like that?
We do both. 958-170, that's the license numbers that we have.
Great. So you guys are licensed, even better. All right, let's talk about a couple things. Your partner, are you going to get him on the phone, or is he with you right now?
No, I don't need it.
Okay, no worries. So do you make these decisions, or does he need to be involved, would you say? Did you hear me? Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm sorry. What did you say?
I lost you. I said, my question was, do you make these decisions, or does he need to be involved, your partner?
No. I'm the brain, and he's the operation.
I see. Makes sense. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and talk about a couple things. First off, Bruno, have you guys ever done any marketing before for the business?
We did, and became too busy. And then we got a couple accounts under our belt that make us going, and now we want to go back to what we were doing before.
Okay. And you guys, do you guys have a name that you're going under? Is it under the Castillo Plumbing? Is that what you guys are running under right now?
No, but we're not running any ads right now.
No. My question, though, is do you have a bit, like, because I do see a email address, Castillo Plumbing. Do you have that name, solidified, on a business?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. No, we've been in business for the last 12 years.
Well, because I also see the Vieira Firm Construction and Design.
I have a few companies under my belt.
I see. Okay. Yeah, it's like my plumber in New York that's, like I said, spending $20,000 a month. He has like three different other companies too. So, he's about to bring those over to me too, because I've been doing so good for him. But okay, so let's talk about what we can do for Castillo Plumbing. Okay. And how we can help your business grow and basically, you know, crawl before we walk and then walk before we run. Okay. So I think you're going to like the approach that we take. First off, are you in front of Google right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we're going to type in plumber in Burlingame and we're going to take a look and see who is showing up on the front page. Okay? I'm going to see it a little bit differently because you're probably out there, but it's going to be generally about the same. Okay? Let me know once you Google that. Plumber in Burlington, California.
Akasha's number one, then Discount Plumbing. Correct.
Yep. Those are what they call the sponsored ads. Mm-hmm. Okay? That's the Google's pay-per-lead program. I'm going to go into quite detail on that. Okay? That's something that we can work towards. That's why my plumber in New York spending 20 grand, right? Because he is going to town on those leads. Okay? Like, insane amount. Okay? So those are the best leads money can buy, and I'll explain to you why that is and why I'm making that statement. Okay? Incredible platform that Google has, and it is by far the most fair out there. Okay? So that's the long-term growth plan, is getting you at the tippy top of Google right there. Okay? Now, the other part of what we're going to do is getting you on the map section. So, like, if you see where the map are, and then you got, like, L&S Plumbing, JK Plumbing, Works Plumbing, you see any of these on the map side of it?
Sure.
Okay. Those are the regular maps, and being there obviously will get you business and help you obviously continue to grow. Okay. So that's going to be the first step we're going to do. We're going to get you on the map section. So you're showing up in your area on the front page on this, where these guys are. Okay. And where you're getting calls, right? And that's at a true flat rate. So it's literally month to month with us. And then on top of that, anytime somebody types in any keyword that relates to your business, so things like plumbing company, drain repair, unclogging, water heater installation, again, we go all day long, but you get my drift. What would happen is we're also going to put you on Facebook, where if somebody types a keyword that relates to your business, right, but let's say they don't call you from Google, what would happen is they would get a sponsored ad from your business on their personal Facebook page, right, because they typed a keyword that related to what you do, okay? So we link Facebook to Google, right, and we use these retargeting ads to get in front of them on Facebook where it wants to prompt them to call you from Facebook as well. So we use the power of both, okay? Are you tracking with me so far?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's beautiful because, like I said, since Facebook is the second most visited place besides Google, obviously we want to not just be there. We want to be, you know, capturing that book of business. Wouldn't you agree?
Matt?
Yeah, hello. You're breaking up. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I lost you there for a second. Go back.
Okay, so I said, obviously, Facebook is actually the second most visited place besides Google, right? Facebook gets more usage and more, like, actual, like, more than anywhere else besides Google, right? They've done studies on this. So, obviously, we want to make sure that you're not just there, but we're capturing that book of business off of Facebook. Wouldn't you agree?
Correct.
Okay. So that's why we use that Facebook retargeting ad approach. So anybody that types in any of the keywords that relate to your business, they're going to make sure, like, you're going to see that sponsored ad from you, right, on their personal Facebook page. So they basically will be able to click on that ad, and they're going to be calling you directly from Facebook. Okay, so a lot of my clients, Bruno, have seen really great results from the way we Facebook advertise as well. So we're fishing in a couple different ponds, as you can tell, right? You're going to be on the map section, right? You're going to be on Facebook, right? That's linking those retargeted ads. And then eventually, we're going to help you get at the very tippy top of Google with those pay-per-lead programs. Okay? So those are the three ways that we help our businesses out. Any questions so far on that?
No.
Okay. Good. So let's talk about like how it all works and the pricing so you better understand. And again, I'll get you out an email to break this down to you. In fact, let me work on getting that email too while I speak so that you can see it. Okay. Now, it does take about 2 months, usually 30 to 60 days, as I always say, to get you approved for the pay-per-lead program. That's the guys at the very tippy top that we talked about, the Casilla Plumbing, right, the Discount Plumbing. Those guys, right, those guys right now are running their campaign to pay-per-leads, okay? Now, to get approved for it, it's a process, okay? Google needs to make sure that you guys have your licensing, and Google needs to make sure that you have general liability insurance. Do you guys have general liability insurance already for the business?
Yeah, all of that's in place, yeah.
Okay, just want to make sure. And you have at least $1 million in general liability?
Yep.
Okay, again. And then last question. Okay, if it's just going to be you on the application, fine. If it's going to be your business partner on the application, that's fine too. But anybody on the application that we would submit for that, they cannot have any felonies over the last 7 years now. So would we be good on that as well?
Yep.
Okay. So as you can tell, Google doesn't play, right? They don't just put anybody at the very tippy top. Right, it's a very specialized thing. It's a process. Okay, so we would basically get you approved for that. But meanwhile, you would be on the map section, like all those other plumbers that we talked about, and then we would have you on Facebook getting those retargeting ads moving. Okay, so let's kind of go over the pricing on how all this works, so you understand. And then, like I said, I'll have that email to you, so you can look at it a little bit further on it. Okay. So on the pay-per-lead program, okay, Google only charges you anytime you give pricing over the phone or you meet the customer in person. Okay. So they're not going to charge you for a lead that doesn't make sense or somebody that you don't want. So I always explain it this way. If somebody calls you, and you'll know when the pay-per-lead call is coming in, right? If somebody calls you, though, and you're like, you know what? This one doesn't make sense for me to pay for. Guess what you're not doing? You're not giving them pricing over the phone, and you're definitely not meeting that person in person, right? You're just letting it go, okay? And sometimes, you know, it's hard for some of my business owners to let business sometimes go because, yeah, it might be a small job. But at the end of the day, when you're really paying for the lead, you got to be careful because you don't want to run up the bill, okay? But as long as you're careful with it and you're, you know, thinking in the back of your mind, does this person make sense to spend money on this? Well, is this job going to cost me, you know, like am I going to get a good job out of it or am I not? That's the main question you always have to ask, okay? But let's say somebody does call you and you're like, yeah, I'll definitely pay for this guy, okay? At that time, again, anytime you get pricing over the phone or you meet that person, that's what they call a billable lead, okay? Qualified lead, another word they use as well, okay? That qualified lead, Google will charge you $47 for that lead. For that lead. Anytime you get price, so in other words, if you compete for that business, and again, it's not going to send out to everybody either. It's only getting sent directly to you. So when you're at the very tippy top, like those people we see up at the top, right, people click and they call them directly and they're calling them. It's not like Google sends this out to everybody like Angie's will do or these other little lead providers, right? So that lead, if you decide you're going to like compete for that business, you got them on the phone, you're talking with them, you're like, heck yeah, I'll spend $47 for this job. That's when they would charge you for that lead. Does that make sense?
Yep. Got it.
Okay. Now, some of them you're churning down. Not every call you're spending $47. You're careful with it because, again, we hold your hand and we show you how to be careful with it, Bruno. But for that particular thing, my guy, especially plumbers, I have some plumbers that have like every lead because they're so careful with them. Every lead like is like turning into a job for them, right? Some plumbers, it takes two leads to equal a job, Okay. The worst I've seen it be is like three leads to like a solid job is the worst I've seen it. Okay. But on average, I've seen it like for every two solid leads that they take turns into a solid job. Okay.
Perfect.
So 47 times two, we're like, what, 90, what is that? 94. Yeah, 94, exactly. So $94 per every solid job. That's why you have to be really careful on that. Now, why am I going over Google's pay-per-lead program? Because it works, okay? I have so many clients. I probably have 500 people on that program, just on that alone, okay? And it is the best lead money to buy, straight up. Now, you being on the map section and you being on Facebook at a flat rate is definitely a good, like, foundation and something that's going to get you a consistent, like, return on investment month after month. But if you want to take your business to the next level, which obviously is why we're talking, and if you want something that's going to act as a good filler when you need more business, this is what this will do, the pay-per-lead program.
Okay. Okay.
So what a lot of my guys do is they take a couple leads and then they turn it off. What's cool with our technology is you're going to be able to turn it on and off from our app or just logging into our dashboard, okay? Either one, right? And it's so easy to turn on and off, okay? But my recommendation is you take two leads that you actually compete for, right? And then you turn it off and make sure one of those turn in into a solid job. Once you get that going, then you turn it back on and like a week later, and then you take two more and you kind of like turn it on, turn it off, kind of like that until you really get your feet wet, until you really understand it and trust it more and more as it starts making you more and more money. Okay. Is that making sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Google does, once we do get you set up, okay, because again, it, like, there's an application process. We got to get your background check. We got to get all this paperwork done. But let's fast forward, you know, February. We got you ready to go, okay, Bruno, because, like, to get this portion, like I said, it's a process. We would sit down with you and be like, okay, Bruno, it is now time to turn your paper leads on and start taking a few of these and start getting that set up, okay?
Matt,
once,
let me just
once Google vets you.
Okay, let me just ask you a question there. Why are we waiting for Google? Because we had Google before. While we're waiting for Google, we had that before with disconnected and everything else. We can out of, right away turn it on, go to Meta, Facebook Market, right? So why one waiting? We already can start generating on Facebook Market. Correct?
Oh yeah, I'm going to have you on Facebook and I'm going to have you on the map section. Like, so yes, we're going, like, your first month, I'm going to get your results, and then month two, this thing really takes off. But yes, you will start getting results with us because we're going to have you on the map section, right? And we're going to have you on the Facebook ads. Okay. So that, yeah, to answer your question, yes, you're going to get results even your first month, right? But what I'm talking about is the pay-per-leads, right, and being at the very tippy top of Google, that takes a process. It's not an overnight ordeal on that, okay? Right. But this is why we're talking about crawling and then walking and then running. So once we get to February, this is when we're going to really be able to sit down and then now start taking the pay-per-leads. What I was explaining, though, is Google makes you prepay for 13 leads on that platform up front, okay? It's always been a thing, okay? And so it's like a credited account, kind of like a prepaid account. Now, you don't have to take all 13 leads up front. In other words, like use it right away, but you have to prepay for 13 leads. Okay. So that would probably be sometime in February, right, where we would sit down and be like, okay, Bruno, it's now time to start setting up the pay-per-lead program, and then you can start drawing from that, right? And like I said, take a couple, turn it off. Take a couple, turn it back on, right? And then – and you use it when you need more business, okay? I always say – this platform is a filler, right? But for some people, this platform takes their business to the next level, okay? Because it gives you full control of how much aggressively you want to go with your marketing or conservatively you want to go with it. Because you have the ability to keep turning it on and off, right? And you have the ability to receive or reject that lead because, again, it comes in the form of a phone call, but you don't need to give pricing or meet everybody because you're going to be very particular so you're not just running up the bill and you have a high close rate on those leads. Make sense?
Okay. Yeah, totally.
Yeah, so those leads, I'm telling you, is the game changer. Yes, us having you on top of Google on the map section. Yes, our Facebook ads, right, are all fantastic and going to give you great results. But this takes it to the next level. And my competition, right, that does what we do, they don't offer all three levels of service like we do, right? Most guys just okay. meet you on the map section or some guys will help you with Facebook ads, but there's like very few people that do all three like we do, okay? And it's because we're focusing on fishing in a couple different ponds and not just putting our eggs all in one basket kind of approach. Yes, being like on the map section, like I said, that will get you a consistent return, but having the Facebook and then growing on that Facebook side, right? Because we start off with $100 a month on the Facebook side, but a lot of my guys grow that to where they spend more and more money on Facebook, right? As they start seeing the analytics. Because one thing we're going to do, Bruno, is we're going to put a tracking phone number, right, on all the ads, on everything. We're going to know where that lead came from, okay, and that call. Because all your calls are recorded, by the way, and the tracking is going to give us all the analytics so that we can continue to keep making tweaks and changes along the way because there's lots of little things that constantly need to be done, right, so that we can, you know, get you a consistent, like, return on investment and make sure that you're performing each month better after each month. Make sense?
Totally. Yep.
Yeah. So let me get this email so we can go through it so you can kind of see it all in like black and white too. Because ultimately, you know, we're just talking and I want you to see it. Mm-hmm. And then that way you will be able to understand it. Okay. And you do everything like plumbing related, right? Like you do water heater installs and all kinds of repairs and everything else, like everything that relates
right.
to plumbing.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. I love it. I love plumbers. Like you guys, electricians and roofers are like my bread and butter, by the way. Like you guys like crush it with what we do. Right? Like,
great.
So here, let's go ahead and plumbing company. And then you obviously do drain on clogs and stuff.
Pretty much, yep.
Okay. And then you guys do. Yeah. Because, like, all these great keywords, like water heater installation and, like repairs and all that stuff, like all that stuff is going to be great for your business, you know? Because we're going to be able to get you on the first page and then over time, your pay-per-lead platform will really, help you take off because there is a difference between being on the map section and being on the tippy top of Google, right? Why do you think like being on the tippy top is important as well? What do you think that, like, that reasoning is?
Oh, absolutely. The first person that would search right there, they're going to click on the first three or four, right?
Yeah, they want to call the guy at the very top versus the guys on the map. Now, map people get results, too. Like, don't get me wrong. They're getting calls, too, right? But the guy at the very tippy top gets the first crack sometimes at it, right? And that's where I love where the paper leads, right, really come into effect. And the nice thing is you have the ability to reject that lead. So if that guy calling you, if it's not worth that cost on the lead, okay, in other words, $47, if it ain't worth it, you're not going to pay it, you know? And all you simply say is, thanks for calling in. Unfortunately, I can't help you. You know, that's the only downside to it. It's like sometimes you're turning down business, right? Because at the flip side, though, you're turning it down because you don't want to spend the money, right? But as long as, you know, you're smart with it, you will have a really good return on investment. I'm including this video right now, too, in the email from this company called Stingray Electric. You can Google them, too, by the way. They have over 196 five-star reviews. They used our services to get all those reviews, by the way. And what I would recommend, too, and I was just talking to one of my clients earlier, a roofing company, and I was making sure, because she's starting to use this feature. On our platform, we have a way where you can send out a text message to anybody you've done business with, right, to get a five-star review, okay? Now, as a plumber, sometimes, you know, you guys got to be careful because, you know, sometimes people are frustrated and if you're like, yeah, that guy's definitely not going to leave a good review, you don't want to send that guy the thing because you don't want to get bad reviews either. Sometimes in the plumbing space, right, you know, like people like, you know, I don't know. They're just frustrated, and that's why they're calling you. They're stressed out, you know. So as long as you know that that person will give you a good five-star review, that's the person you want to use the platform for.
Fair enough. Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah.
Yep.
Gotcha. Now, did you get the email I sent you?
Just got it here.
Okay. So like I said, those are the videos, the electrician videos. That's the one I want you to really watch. We were on TV at one point. Extra Space Storage has 4,400 locations, is our client. Their director of marketing was talking about us. You know, we've definitely have gotten, bigger and bigger over the last 20 years now as our company. We actually lead this whole space. So, okay. So how the pricing breaks down is this. And this is what we call our ideal package. The same package that the electrician started with, the same package that most of my clients start with is this. Okay. And it's because it's setting you up for both short-term and long-term success. Every month to keep you on top of Google is $199. Okay. $199. Not crazy at all. Okay. And then your Facebook ads, we spend $100 a month for those retargeting ads. Now, I always say this is great to start with, but over time, as I start getting you more and more results, I recommend you increase your Facebook ad budget a little bit, maybe $150 a month, maybe $200 a month. I have some guys that spend $500 a month. Again, it just comes down to how aggressive and how much business you can take on. Okay, but this is a great first start where we're not spending too little, but we're not spending too much. My whole goal is not to gouge you here, okay? Now, there is a one-time application fee to get you set up for the pay-per-lead program. We got to get your background check paid for. We got to get all this paperwork together. It's very time-consuming of my company to get it done. That's why it takes 2 months, okay, from start to finish, all right? So first month's $549, your first month. That includes your first month of service and all of this. We're giving you a free website, not going to charge you anything. Want to make sure you have a nice website, right? You're going to have your call tracking phone number, which is there. Going to make sure you're put on all the directories on top of it as well, okay? And then every month thereafter, it's $299 a month for the package, okay? The only additional charge is the amount of pay-per-leads that you take, right, on a monthly basis.
Okay. So, repeat that number again for me.
What number?
the site and everything else. Oh, I'm opening.
Are you looking at the, are you looking at the charge the email, because it breaks it all down there. Like I break all the numbers down on the email.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's why I was just going over. That's why I want to make sure you.
Oh,
you
okay.
See it. So first month is $549. That it covers everything. Your first month of service, getting you set up, getting your background check paid for, all of that stuff. That's covered in the first month of the $549. And then every month thereafter, it's $299 a month. You see the monthly cost ongoing, right? So to keep you on top of Google, it's $199, right, for our company. And then it's $100 for your Facebook ads. Okay. We don't make any money on the Facebook ads, by the way. Okay. That goes straight. Once we collect the payment, we pay that out straight to the Facebook. Right. And to make sure that you're doing targeting ads. And so we link the Facebook ads. So the Facebook ads are something you guys couldn't even do on your own. And here's the reasoning why is we link the Facebook ads to keywords that are coming straight from Google. Right. So anybody in your area that types in plumbing keywords, those are the only people that are getting a Facebook ad on their personal Facebook page from you guys. It's targeted, right? Because it doesn't make sense to just run Facebook ads, right, and just send it out to mass blanket, because a lot of people aren't looking for the service. So why would we spend money and do that way, and then we would just kill that $100 budget? So we're only showing that ad to people that are actively looking for your services in the area. Make sense?
Yeah, it does. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that package, like I said, it's $299 a month for this. All said and done. The only additional costs are the pay-per-lead program, okay, that we talked about. So each lead we talked about, obviously, it's $47 for a qualified lead, okay? Now, you have to prepay, again, like we talked about, for 13 leads. That would probably be sometime in February, okay? So meanwhile, obviously, you're just spending $299 a month, right, until, like, sometime in February when we can probably get this all set, like, get you approved for it, right, because, like, the whole process of it. Once it comes time, it's a $611 allocation to get that prepayment set up for the 13 leads, okay? You start drawing from that every single month, right, until your 13 leads have been taken out. Once your 13 leads taken out, then Google will auto-refill it, basically, for another 13 leads, right?
Okay.
And obviously you know when that would happen because it's all communicated to you guys as well. But that's how it works on the pay-per-lead program. It's a buy 13 leads. And you can buy more, obviously, but it's a minimum of 13 leads, basically, right, to get it going.
So, Matt, so let me ask you this. So the first month, you're saying it's going to be $549. Beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And then the ongoing fees will be $299?
Yes, plus any pay-per-leads that you take. So the $299 will get you calls off of the map section and off of Facebook, okay? This is designed to get you guys, like, good results and still keeping it affordable for you guys. Like I said, my goal is to start off at a good rate but not go too crazy and have you guys spending a bunch of money. That's how I've always done it, and that's why I've been here for so long, right? So $299 would be your monthly, and then any pay-per-lead. So let's say in February when you're finally set up on the pay-per-leads and you take, I don't know, let's say you take four pay-per-leads, okay? You do four, and let's say at least two of them, like, got you some decent jobs, okay? 47 times four, that's $188 plus your $299. For that month, you would have spent $487.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying?
Yep. Got it.
Okay. Now, even though you had to prepay for the 13 leads, yes, you would have spent a little bit more because you spent $611, but I'm trying to get you to understand, like, logistically, like, how it would be. Now, probably March is where you guys are probably going to take off,
like realistically. Like what I mean by that, yes, you'll be doing your $299, right? But you know, you probably would take even more leads in March. So you probably let's say you take 8 leads in March. So 8 times 47, right? You get the gist. You understand what I'm trying to say. So 8 times 47, that's $376 plus $299. Okay? So, like, that month you would have spent $675. But by then, you would have already gotten all this groundwork, already have gotten good traction with us. You're trusting the pay-per-leads more, right? And you understand it more because you have more experience with it. And then ultimately, Bruno, it is getting you guys, like, a really good, consistent return on investment. Okay. So that video I sent you, a Stingray Electric, on my email. Okay. They talked about the business owner, how they're getting a 10-to-1 return on investment with our services. Okay. And by the way, they've done everything. They've done radio, television, every type of lead platform out there. Okay. We're their number one marketing resource. Okay. And so every dollar that they're spending, they're getting $10 back.
Okay, that's what great.
So it's a good ROI once you ramp up. Your first month, you're going to get results, but your second month is really when this thing, like, really, really takes off. I mean, you're going to see a night and day difference in calls from your first month to your second month, right? But you'll still get results your first month. It's really month two is really when this thing takes off. And the nice thing is we only ask for a 3-month commitment from everybody, because the first 3 months we're really losing money, be straight with you, because of all the work we do. But after the 3 months, it goes truly to a month-to-month relationship with us. So we don't lock you any long-term contracts. We're so confident in our services that as long as you guys answer your phones and you communicate and you use our resources. So what do I mean by resources? Like, you're using our platform to get you 5-star reviews, and you're, you know, going back in your dashboard and looking at all your leads. Cause the cool thing about what we do is all your calls are recorded, and in your dashboard, you're going to be able to see all your leads right there at your fingertips. So, I mean, I can get you the leads, I can get you the calls. Obviously, I can't close the business for you. But as long as you guys are doing all of that, then you guys will be successful.
Perfect.
Based on our conversation, can you see how the ideal package will benefit your business?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Cool. You guys want to give it a try?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Okay.
It sounds very
good.
Fair.
Now, let me ask you, did you guys ever set up do you guys have a website for the Castillo Plumbing?
We do. I'm going to have the guy put that website back up. So,
okay.
Unless you can do something for us.
Yeah. So what I was going to tell you is, here, let me send you a text right now. We make great websites. Because I see right now, I do see a website right now. Like, I'm on it, CastilloPlumbingInc.com, right?
And oh, you
see
the website?
With a black shirt, a video.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah, it's running. Now, do you have access to this domain name? Like, how did this come about? Let me ask you that.
Oh, no. We have access to it.
Okay, because we're going to need access to it. Now, if you don't want us to make any adjustments to it, I think your website's great. I mean, it just needs a little tweaking and a little, like, polishing, which my team is definitely willing to do. But I think we don't do too much changes to it. I like this video at the front of it. Like, my Stingray Electric, if you go on the stingrayelectric.com, right, they have a video just, like, kind of like yours. And honestly,
so
I like
let
it.
Let me ask you. Matt, let me ask you something, because I'm trying to click on Google and then I put a website. It's not showing on my end. Where do you find the website?
I just typed in Castilloplumbinginc.com. at the top in the search bar, and like not in the search in Google.
Oh, so you went directly to the search bar to steal.
Yeah, I just went directly to the website domain itself. Yeah, of course you're not going to find it there because you're not optimizing. That's again why we're talking, you know, and why you need us, because now, yes, this definitely needs some polishing up. Like, I will make sure my team can help you, like redesign the website, but I want to keep the video on this. I want to make sure that this is mobile friendly. Let me pull it up on my cell phone here too, see if it's mobile friendly. But I want the plumbing service in the middle of the video. I don't like how they did that. You know what I mean? With your logo.
Sure.
Was that supposed to be done like that? Like how it like breaks up the words like that? It's like S-E-R and then V-I and then C-E. You see what I'm talking about?
No, not really.
Yeah. You understand what I'm saying? Like how they
yes,
did that to your name? Mm-hmm. Like plumbing is like broken up and then the word service is broken up into like three different sections.
Uh-huh.
Are you on the website right now or no?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So when you look at the video, you see where it says plumbing? It says plum and then bean underneath it.
And bean and then serve.
Yeah. Like, I don't like that. I don't like that at all, actually. I think that actually makes you guys, yeah. So, but I like the video. Is that
okay.
You in the video?
No, that's not me on the video.
Okay, hey, that video is good, though. So, hey, I like that. Honestly, and it's mobile friendly. It's not bad, actually. This is not a bad website. So whoever designed it, was this like a friend, or who did you end up getting to design this?
No, it's a guy that we keep using him on a monthly basis. Not to do design. He does maintenance for us on our server. And he built that for
okay.
us.
Okay.
That's not
so
his built that for us, yeah.
Okay, so see if you can get the word plumbing and service like two words instead of like, you know, like all broken up like
broken
that.
Down. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. See if you can have him fix that, right? But I, like I said, I'm throwing in a website if we need it to like, or our team to help like make some changes. Right. But, yeah, I think, now, why did we get the ink instead of just Castile Plumbing? Was that not available, the domain name? Let me take a look.
Correct. It was not.
Okay.
It was not.
Okay. So that's cool. So what I'm going to do though is I'm like on your Google, listing on your Google page, we're going to make sure, Bruno, it only shows Castile Plumbing and not the ink. Okay. And the reason why we need that way is because, we don't want to like clog up the name. Okay. When people put like ink or DBA or corporation, it clogs the name on Google. People don't care what kind of business entity you have. They just want to know what your name is. They want it clean. Right? And so that's why we're going to just put it as Castile Plumbing. Make sense?
Yep. Totally. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Now I do have like, is your address is 842 the Mahler Road? Is that still your guys' right address?
No, actually it's 276. It's on our contract estate license board.
Okay. Why don't
you
go ahead and,
You know how to access the CSLB? I'm texting to you.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead. And then here, let me send you like some like, here is our websites too, like here. Like, so like you guys can, here, I'll text this to you too. But yeah, like we can totally redesign that website. But if your guy can change that quick change on it, that would probably be the quickest and the fastest. But
sure.
I'm sure our team could get on it too about like changing that. As long as we can get access to that content and whatnot, I'm sure we can make that change without you having to hassle with it too.
No, I think my guy can change it pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Just have him clean that up. But any like ongoing changes we'll definitely do. But yeah, that's honestly, it does not look bad at all. Like,
okay.
Your guy did a decent website. Because I look at websites all day long. So I kind of like it, actually. I mean, what we're going to do is we're going to get in there. We're going to add stuff like in it in the back end and the coding, right, so that we can get it ranking and everything and then linking it to a bunch of stuff. But, I mean, not to get too heavy down the rabbit hole, but that's kind of what we're going to end up doing on it. But yeah, the aesthetics of it, I really like it. Okay, yeah, you just emailed it to me. Okay, here it is, 276 South Maple. Okay. Now, is this a home address?
No, that's a business.
Okay, cool. So you guys are okay with us showing this, obviously, on Google, because since it
Absolutely.
Is... okay, so you guys are actually, since we're going to... Now, let me ask you another thing. Did you guys... What did you set? So Castillo, that name is, it's incorporated, obviously, because you have the INC, right? So you have a corporation document that says Castillo Plumbing, right, on it. Is that correct?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, cool. Just making sure. Okay. And that corporation paperwork, does it have this address? Or does it have a Burlington?
No, we updated already.
Okay. You did, to this address.
Let me show you also the
Do you understand why I'm asking this? Okay, because
I
want to make...
Google will ask you for that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Google's going to ask me for
I know Google will ask you for that.
Yeah, because the first step, because again, there's a lot of little layers to this, right? And I'm trying to keep it simple. But the first step that we're going to have to do is set up what they call a Google Business Profile, which shows your name, like Castillo Plumbing, and then that we're going to start getting the five-star reviews on that. And then in order to get that set up, right, the first thing that we need to show them is your corporation paperwork that shows the name of the business, which is going to need to match Castillo Plumbing, and it's going to need to match the address, okay? So technically speaking, we're actually going to be focusing on, like, South San Francisco, right? That's where we're going to be focusing on, Bruno, to, because that's where you're going to be showing up on the map section. Okay. The cool thing with the paper leads, right, is we can target any area on the paper leads, FYI. So if we want to be in Burlingham, we can be there. If we want to be South San Francisco, we can be there. Same thing with the Facebook ads. Okay. But the map section is always geared towards your address. It does go in a radius on the map section too. Sometimes I see it go out as 30 miles, but it's usually like a 20-mile radius-ish from where this address is. Like, imagine drawing a circle 20 miles, right?
Right.
Like,
did
from
you,
the epicenter
you,
of that.
I send it over towards email, the proof of address.
Okay, cool. Nice. Contractor's license. Yeah, so I see that. Okay. Yeah. So that's good. I see the contractor's license. They're going to look at that, but they're also going to look at your corporation paperwork. As long as the address matches on the corporation, that's all that matters. So you're going to have that as well. Like, it will be the 276 on the corporation paperwork as well. Correct?
That's right.
Okay, perfect. Yep. That's you guys are like really you guys are ahead of the curve there. So that's good. All right. But okay. So Castillo Plumbing, I'm not going to put the ink on Google. We're okay with all that, correct?
Yes, we are.
Okay. Just want to make sure. Some people are like, they insist that I put the ink on there, right? And I'm like,
Matt,
I don't know.
Is there a chance that we can, like, create a group message between you and my partners? Because they're going to be helping me out, furnish you everything that we need in order for us to get going.
Yeah, so great question. So here's what's going to happen. That's a great, great thing. We won't do that right now because I don't want to, like, get at things lost in translation. Since I have so many clients, Bruno, okay, because I have a lot, like over 1,000 clients, to be straight, okay? I have a lot of people, okay? And 93% of people stay with me. I have a high retention, and it's because I only bring on businesses that make sense. The only reason that 7% of people fail with me is those are the guys that don't answer their phones. Those are the guys that aren't communicative like you, right? They're just bad business owners, and I can't change that. But the people that do answer their phones and the people that, like, are on top of this with us, those are the successful people. And I'm definitely going to see you guys very successful, because I can already tell the way you are. So, but what will happen is I'm going to set up an account manager for your guys' campaigns, okay? Their job is to do exactly what you're saying. So once we get set up and get you moving, and I introduce you to your account manager, that's when I want you to, we'll set up the group text, I'll have the account manager, like, get that put together for you guys as well. Okay. Where, then you guys can all, like, communicate. And then anybody you want me to add to the account, right, I will, make sure that I, get that, like, put on to the account. So any, like, names that you want to add as, like, authorized users, I'll make sure that we add them on there as well. Make sense?
Perfect. Yep.
Yeah.
Totally does.
Yeah. So the account manager, their main function is to communicate, do all the grunt work, and make sure our team is performing for you so that you consistently keep getting more and more business every month, and that obviously you stay with us, okay? So that's – and you're going to hear from me. Like, I just talked to, like, 3 of my clients today. So I'm always interactive with my client bases, especially because I love getting testimonial videos. Right. And I will definitely, be in communication with you guys along the way as well. Okay. But I actually really like having, our team, like, assign an account manager, because it used to be just us having to talk to all our clients. So imagine me having to talk to 1,000 different businesses, right? It would just overwhelm me, and I wouldn't be able to talk to guys like you, right, and bring on new people. It would take up too much of my day, right? So that's why the account manager is really going to, like, come in handy for you, so it doesn't clog me down, and it ultimately keeps things moving in the right direction. Okay?
Perfect, man.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have it all down to a science. This is, like I said, it's not our first rodeo. So, okay, so let's talk about this. One thing we got to set up is a security question for your account. So anytime we call you or you call us, we're going to ask you this security question. So you have 3 different choices, either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
Hooden.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, let's put a city I was born.
Okay. What was that?
An apple. A and as an apple, N as a Nancy, A as an apple. P as in Paul.
Wait, A as in... Oh. Hold on, what was... Start over. I didn't type fast. Sorry.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me put it... my mother's middle name. Easier.
Maiden name, you mean? Okay, I gotcha.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
C as a Charles. A as an apple. R as a Robert. D as a David. O as an opera, S as in Sam, O as an opera. Cardozo.
Okay. Say that one more time. Just want to make sure I got it all right.
C as a Charles, A as an apple, R as a Robert. D as in David, uh-huh. O as an opera, S as a Sam, O as an opera.
Okay. Cardozo. Gotcha. Perfect. Yep, I had it right. Just making sure. Just Spelling matters. Okay. And then Bruno, I'm assuming your last name is Vieira. Is that correct?
Yep. That is right.
Okay. Perfect. V-I-E-I-R-A. Perfect. And then, is this the best number that you guys want the leads coming to and everything?
No. The leads will come to 650.
Okay, hold on.
590.
Hold on. 650-590.
650-4580.
4580. Okay. But this is the number like you want for the account here, correct?
This phone number that I just gave you. This will be a primarily number to deal with everything.
So when we contact you and you contact us, do you want it on that 650 number or do you want it on the number
correct.
We're talking right
on
now?
On that 650 too. Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to update your whole account with that number then. Okay. That's why I asked that too. Like, not just a, okay, perfect. It's all in the details, right? All in the details. So, all right, cool. All right, got everything updated. Okay, so I'm just working on getting all the paperwork done, getting your invoice taken care of here. Okay? So I'm about to send you the invoice and everything else. For the service and everything and your monthly obligation, you guys could either use MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express. Which one would you like to use?
Can we do it a checking account?
No, we don't take checking. We used to a long time ago. That was like 10 years ago, but we stopped doing that because we just had so much problems with it with some of the businesses. So, you know how it takes bad apples sometimes. But, yeah, we only take cards.
So what is going to be the bill today?
$549.
Okay. Card.
Okay. Well, which one would you like to use?
It will be a Visa.
Okay. That should start with a 4. Why don't you go ahead and read that off to me?
4833-1603-0200-5340.
Perfect. I'm going to read this back to you. 4833-1603, and then 0200, and then 5340. Did I get all that
That's
right?
That's correct. Yep.
Okay. And then the expiration?
0230.
0230, and then the three-digit code on the back?
177.
Perfect. Gotcha. So how do you know Wonderson?
Oh, I know him for quite a while already.
Oh yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah, he's a
very
really
good
guy.
Yeah,
and then anytime you guys refer me business too, by the way, we always take care of people, right? So like down the road, let's say you know somebody that's like, and we're able to bring them on. After you're a client with us for 2 months at least, right, you'll get a month free of service. So that's
what
nice.
What if I refer
you know,
my other like, three companies to you? Would I get a free
day? Yeah. There you go. Exactly. We'll take care of you, like I said, you know. So let's start with this, though. I want you to start getting results. I want you to really get a good, you know, taste in your mouth. And then when the time comes, I definitely can't wait to have you bring on the other businesses. So that
Looking
would be great.
Forward.
Yeah. And you said what other companies do you have? Like, is it in the construction, like what do you got? What other businesses?
Electrician, driveway, asphalt, concrete.
Oh, nice. Nice. And are you running them all at the South Maple address as well?
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. We might need to figure out maybe to make some changes to the address because Google is going to be like, okay, wait, this guy has multiple businesses under one, you know, so they might get some problems on that, but that's, like I said, we'll figure that out in the future, but we can definitely help you on those. That's not a problem. Okay.
Perfect.
And did you say the security code was 177 or 277? Just wanted to double check.
177.
On the back. 177? Okay. Mm-hmm. And it was February 2030, yeah? The expiration?
0230.
0230, right?
0230. Yeah, 0230.
Okay, gotcha. So, yeah, it's February 2030. Gotcha. Perfect. Perfect. Okay, so I got to read this to you guys, okay? This is called our voice verification script. Basically, you know, before I process your payment and the arrangement that we have, it's an added form of protection. And I'm going to be sending in and writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking this through with you, Bruno, if there's anything you don't understand, do me a favor, like stop me, like, hey, Matt, can you, you know, what does that mean? Can you just clarify that for me? Okay?
Let's do it.
Okay. Okay, so, and like I said, I'll just rephrase it. So, welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance outlined in the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Castillo Plumbing, Inc.
Okay, but we're just going to show it as Castillo Plumbing on Google, correct?
Okay, correct.
Okay. All right. Number two, please state your name and title within the business.
Bruno Vieira. I'm the CEO of the company.
Okay. Perfect. And then, Bruno, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. And you're also the authorized user on the billing on this account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Do you need me to repeat that?
Yeah, please.
Okay. I said, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls from us and emails from us is what the question is?
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. This is like common sense stuff, but again, like I said, you'd be surprised. All right, so please save our number as Local Splash under your contacts. It's an 877 number, too. I'm going to text it to you. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return any and all phone calls to you. Sometimes we get really busy during the day, so we ask for like up to a 24-hour return, but we're really good at returning calls. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash, okay? So a lot of people get, you know, calls from Yelp or all kinds of different things. So we provide a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Okay, so we're going to ask you, you know, that security question every time that we speak to you. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include your business license, proof of insurance, Google Guarantee application, and any other items recommended for Google Business Profile verification.
Correct, yes.
Okay. So we kindly ask that these documents be submitted within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents within the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you agree to submit these items within 7 days?
Correct.
Okay. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is December 2nd, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $549. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the second day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly reoccurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, there is an early termination fee that will apply. To prevent charges from your next billing service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. If you need to change anything, just make sure you contact us at least 3 business days before the billing comes out. Like if you need to change the billing date or something, whatever, just let us know, okay? So keep in mind that Local/ is international and has representatives all over the world at your service. Do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Great. All right, so I'm going to get you over some text messages, so just be on the lookout for that, okay, so that we will get this knocked out. It's going to come in a second. I'll let you know when exactly it comes. Okay, there is a couple things that I need to make sure I put into your brain, okay? Once we get you approved and get your background check, you're going to get an email from either this company called Evident ID or Pinkerton. They got weird names, Evident ID or Pinkerton. You'll see it. It'll come to the email, okay? And we're going to keep the email that we've been emailing as your main source of email. That's the best one, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Once you get the application, it's so easy to fill out the paperwork. Like literally, it walks you through. It's just like name and you just fill out the paperwork for the background check. And your account manager will help you if you need any help, but it's like anybody can do it. It's that easy. Okay. So that being said, you need to look out for that.
Just one second, man. They're asking me something in my car.
Okay.
So, Matt, when you ask me to do my background, which phone number are you going to call? The phone number that I provided you? Or
the new number, the 650.
Okay.
But they're going to send you the background check is actually going to be done on a form, right?
Oh,
so
okay.
The company that we use, there's two different companies, right, that Google and us have already, like, arranged. It's Evident ID or Pinkerton. These are the two background check companies, right? So that once we get your account set up, one of those two companies is going to be pre-chosen, and then you're going to get an email, right, into the email like we've been using together, right, from one of those two companies. And then, like, let's say it's Pinkerton, right? And then, like, it's so easy to fill out. It's like name, social security number, right, all that stuff. Like, and you just fill out the paperwork. And if you have any questions, your account manager – we'll definitely be able to answer it and walk you through it. Like I said, it's very, very elementary stuff. Okay? You'll figure it out. You're a smart guy. Anybody that like is on the application, again, we got to make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now. Okay? So, you know, it sounds like nobody has any felonies here, but like I said, just no felonies over the last 7 years. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. Now, the second thing that I need to go over too before I forget. Now, as I told you, the pay-per-leads, right, are at a rate right now, okay? Now, over time, that rate can change, okay? So, as I was telling you, like, anytime you compete for that lead, it's $47 on the pay-per-lead. Now, I can't promise you that Google's always going to keep that number, the same number forever, okay, right? Things change over life. Now, your $299 with us will always stay $299. That's the one thing I love about our company. We don't play games. We don't jack up people's rates. We're not that type of company, okay? But let's say in 8 months from now, instead of it being $47 and Google raises it to $49 per pay per lead, that could change. Okay, so we use this thing called max lead bidding, okay? And what that fancy word says is, like, look, we're willing to pay whatever the cost per lead is, right? And you're always going to know if it ever changes because we alert you, right? And it is very obvious, like, if the number is going to change. You're never going to wake up, though, where the lead is, like, 47 like it is today, and then all of a sudden it's $100 a lead. That doesn't happen, okay? It will change, like, a couple bucks is what I've seen it do if it does change. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so I just want to give you a heads up on that because, again, I'm all about details, as you can tell, right? I want to make sure that you guys, you know, understand and that ultimately, you know, that there's no hidden surprises along the way.
Okay? No. I definitely love to be talking more with you, but I definitely need to run, jumping in.
Yeah. I just got, exactly, I only got 20 more seconds, so you're going to get some automated text messages coming through, okay? So look out for these text messages. We're looking for your invoice. Let me know when you got a text message. And now it's going to probably go to the 650 since we updated the phone number. So
okay.
Make sure you have access to that.
Will do.
Okay. Can you let me know if you got it?
Cadê o telefone?
Tá long, cara. Tô falando.
Oh. Well, in 30 minutes, we'll send you back. We'll left the phone somewhere else.
You have the phone somewhere else?
Yeah.
Okay. Because on that, I need you to, if you need me to send it to a different phone number, I can.
Send it to 415, then. This
okay.
phone number that you're calling me now.
Okay, I'm working on that right now. Okay, and then while I'm working on that, like I said, I only got like 2 more minutes. I know you got to run and like completely understand. So we got to set up a call. It's going to be an hour call. To go over some things on your accounts and start showing you things. Okay. So I'm pulling up the calendar here. Like what day this week is going to work for you? Would you say?
Could you?
Did you hear me, Bruno?
Yeah, I can't hear you. I'm looking at it.
Okay. I can do tomorrow, Thursday, Friday.
Friday in the morning.
Friday in the morning.
10 o'clock.
Okay, let's see if I can do 10. I don't know. Let me see. I can do 10:30.
Yeah, that's fine, 10:30.
Okay, let's do Friday, 10:30. There you go. I'm going to put you down for that. And then you want me to send the invoice to the 415-670-0661 number, right?
Yep.
Okay, so doing it right now. Perfect. Okay, so 10:30, you're going to get a calendar invite for that, okay?
So what
and then,
would you
like
need,
you said, we're
what
going to start
you,
work.
So what would you need from me on that meeting?
Nothing. We're just going to go over some things. You could, you know, probably get you in front of Google that time, get you in front of a computer, and then we're going to schedule another call with your account manager. Right, to go even, like, we kind of walk you through, like, little by little. We're not here trying to, you know.
Oh, I got, I start guiding, oh.
Okay. Yeah, so look for the, we need to, we're looking for your invoice, and then there's a link in there where it says localsplash.com, right, / terms. So click on that.
What
you,
so
that.
You want my invoice to be here?
Yeah, you're so there's a link. There's a link that we are there's a link on there and the terms.
Okay.
You need to sign your invoice, basically.
Okay, got it.
So you click on that, it'll have you sign your name, and then you have to click on three check boxes.
Okay, perfect.
And then that's the last thing, and then I'll have to have you done here.
Oh, I'll put my name.
Yeah,
it needs to be.
Yeah, you gotta sign it.
Oh,
what's that?
Mm-hmm. They keep saying signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as appear on a. Appear new. Please fix. What is my name? Appears new.
It's C A S T I L L O, right, Plummy? And then your last name V I E.
Oh, Bruno. What is the name that you put it? That's probably it's giving me a clue.
Yeah, yeah. It's Bruno, B-R-U-N-O, and then Vieira, V-I-E-I-R-A.
Yeah.
Should be right. It's not accepting it?
No. Signature does not match. Please type your name exactly as you appear.
V-I-E-I-R-A, it should be...
You had it correct on the invoice. I see the invoice here.
Yeah, okay, good. Maybe get out of it and then go back in. And that sometimes will help it, you know?
All right, let me see here.
And I'm getting you scheduled for Friday here, too, while you work on that. And then we are done. It'll like this is the easy part for you. You'll figure it out.
Internal server arrow.
Perfect.
Not allowing me to math.
What's it saying?
Internal service arrow.
Error? Huh.
Yeah.
Did you log out and like try clicking back on it again?
Yeah, I did. Now it's signature doesn't match.
It's signature saying. Wonder why it's saying that.
Yeah, again. Jesus.
Because you can just like click it, right? And it like, and it just does it for you, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Huh. But it's saying the signature doesn't match, huh?
Yeah.
Are you clicking on it and then selecting the signature, like, because it walks you through, like each step so easy. Like everybody does it in like 20 seconds, and then you have to click three different check boxes at the bottom.
No, I did. I'm doing all of that.
Yeah. And it's just giving you an error, huh?
No, my criada ainda não.
Oh, there's no spaces on it or anything, too.
Okay.
Yeah, no spaces. Can't have any spaces. Maybe that's what it is. You have spaces.
What about my capital letter or?
Yeah, it doesn't matter on the capital like so much, but no spaces.
And then when I do it, it keeps arrow, not found.
It says error, not found?
Agora apareceu, só vamos aqui, não estava aparecendo.
Wow.
Let me try resending it.
Maybe. Thank you.
Yeah, maybe that's maybe that'll fix it, you know what I mean? Yeah, that way we can
No link. Você viu? Tem um link lá dentro.
Então, quando aperta no link.
Reschedule.
Need to change to this event or reschedule. É o que apareceu aqui no canal.
Ah, entendi. Espera aí.
Yeah, this happens once every, like, 6 months. One person always has a hard time with it, too. But we're going to get her done. Don't worry. Yeah, we have to get this done, though, obviously. Get your account moving here. So we're almost done, though. I'm working on resending it right now to you so that all you there so you can have it. And then once it's resent, you can try clicking on it. Yeah, no spaces, right? Yeah, because that's normally if you like put spaces, it might give you an error. But I don't know why it's giving you a hard time. And the name's correct, right? You see on the invoice and everything. I like no misspelling, right? Okay. Just want to make sure. Okay, I think it should work now. Let me know.
Tem que gastar tempinho aqui.
Depois eu perguntei se eu não preciso de conversar diretamente com você ou pode ser que você esteja alguma coisa.
On the meeting, does the meeting need to be with me or it can be with my partner?
You want me to add that person?
No, I can. I already forward my information to him, to her, so they can attend.
Yeah. Well, you're the main count person, so I would definitely suggest that you be on that meeting. And if you can't make that time, let's reschedule it. Because, I mean, you're going to be the main account person on it. So I can definitely add another person as an authorized user to your account, but sounds like, Bruno, you're going to be the main guy, right, to your account. Or if you want, like, we can add somebody else, but, you know, we definitely want to make sure, though,
yeah, let's
that
add
you're
a
on it. Cause, you know, what was that?
Let's add someone else as well.
You want to add somebody else. Okay, let me go here and I'll add them too. Were you able to get back in? Did it let you? Did it work?
That's why I'm going there right now.
Okay. And then I'm going to go in here. We're going to go into getting you set up with another person. But you'll be able to make that call? Or do you?
Yeah.
Or you can't make it? Okay, good.
And I'll work to make that call.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Again, it's like, we're not going to be too time-consuming to you guys, by the way. Like, the first month is just a couple calls, and then every month is usually, like, one call after, like, every month. So it's nothing crazy, okay? But we're always here to make everything happen accordingly. Okay, who do you want to add to the account?
Bruna.
Bruna, like B-R-U-N-A?
Yep.
Okay.
Two N's.
Nice. Same last name?
No.
Okay. How do I spell Bruna's last name?
Cardoza.
Cardoza. Oh, just like the, just like your security question, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Seems like you're already fine being voiced.
Yep, you're good. Perfect. All right, so let me get her in here. Bruna and a Bruno. That's awesome. I like that. Now, I don't know. I can't promise you that's not going to confuse people, but but it's all good. All right, does she have an email address, or just keep the same email for her as well?
Send it to support with two P's, SUPPORT at the name of the company, CastilloPlumbingInc.com.
Yep, I gotcha. You got it, man. You got it. Okay, perfect. I can definitely do that for you. So that's going to be her email. Okay.
That's right. support@CastilloPlumbingInc.com.
Gotcha. I'm assuming this is your mother, right? Yeah?
No, it's my friend.
Oh, your friend. Okay, gotcha. Okay. But she's got your mother's maiden name. Okay. Never mind. Right. Long story there. Okay. Okay. What are we going to get? What's her title for the business? What do you want to, like, what do you want to call her? Like, what is
administration.
Administration. Perfect. Administration. Okay. And then phone number for her.
The 650.
Okay. 650.
590-4530.
Yep. Got it. Okay. So she is going to be authorized user for the account as well. That's then what's her preferred method of contact? Phone, email, text? Which one?
Text.
Okay. And then yours as well?
Yeah.
Okay. Last question. What do you guys want your business hours to be? Real quick. Monday through Friday, Saturday.
24 hours, 7 days a week. We're like 7
hours. You want 24 hours, 7 days a week?
Yeah.
Okay. Because sometimes you might get calls at 3 a.m. just giving you a heads up being on top of Google. So, all right. You guys want to be that company? I love it. I love it. You guys are going to kick butt. All right, cool. All right. Yeah, we got you all set up. So we are scheduled for Friday at 10:30, okay, to do this call. And then if you and Bruna can make that, it'd be great. And then we will talk to you then. I know you got to run. But, yep, everything is set up. And like I said, we're going to hold your hand step by step, okay? So I know it was a lot of info, but – don't worry, we're going to, like, repeat it all and, like, make sure you get set up appropriately. Okay?
Will do. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
appreciate
Bruno. That. I appreciate it, and we're going to take good care of you. Thanks. Welcome aboard. You take care.
Thanks.
All right, bye-bye.